Howdy-do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Friday, April 5th, 2019. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, happy Friday.
Very happy Friday. And also happy Friday to Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
I can literally smell the weekend. Remember how close I am to it.
Remember, it's much closer to Charlotte than it is to us.
It's literally in my eye line.
And she's not a particularly tall person, so you know it's close. So that's the same kind of thing I like to say. Like, I can see it from here, and I'm not even on tiptoe. Speaking of things that you can see, let's talk about music.
Right.
Well, I had no better segue. We want to talk a little bit, Charlotte, about Apple Music and the rate at which it's gaining ground. And by ground, I mean subscribers.
Right. Yeah. So just before we came on to do the show, Andrew actually highlighted to us a really interesting story that's broken on the Wall Street Journal, that Apple Music has actually managed to surpass Spotify in paid US subscribers. It's now got 28 million subscribers in February, while Spotify had 26 million. Mm-hmm. That is no mean feat. It comes as well, just linking to a piece that I did as well, at the same time as Apple has cut the cost of Apple Music in India. Mm-hmm. So Spotify and YouTube Music just recently arrived in India, put a lot of pressure on Apple Music. And so Apple had to cut its prices of all the tiers, the individual tier, the student tier, and the family tier in the country. So that, I think, is quite significant. Apple is obviously, it's starting to take Apple Music pretty seriously as a part of one of its revenue streams in its services. Mm-hmm. I mean, we still don't have the Apple Prime. You banned us from saying that, didn't you?
No, Brian did.
Brian did.
So somewhere Brian's twitching and he doesn't know why.
Sorry. But we don't have that bundle that will include Apple TV Plus, Apple Music and so on. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, Apple Music seems to be doing pretty nicely on its own. It was interesting. So these are big numbers in the US. Spotify, when it arrived in India, managed to add 1 million paid and free subscribers in a week. Like that, those are also serious numbers. So you got to see what. Interesting, of course, to see where it all pays out. You know, balances out when people have to start paying for different services, when free trials end, that kind of thing.
Sure,
but I'm pretty impressed with the strength of Apple Music.
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed because Apple Music doesn't even have a free tier. For most people, you know, you're not going to beat free. So Spotify's free tier, I don't know the numbers for that, but it's a lot bigger. But Apple Music is still hanging on and managing to actually compete. Mm-hmm.
Which, if you're Apple, you might say kind of endorses your strategic decision not to offer a free tier.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I do like how they handle the free, not free stuff. For example, if you're not a subscriber and somebody sends you a link to a song in Apple Music who is a subscriber, they send you the link and when it comes to you, it says like this person sent it to you via Apple Music, but you can still view the song and stuff like as if it were a link somebody sent you from the iTunes store. So you have the option to listen to the little bit of sample and you can buy it if you want to. But they don't super hard sell you on Apple Music. So, I mean, and they do give you the option to turn it off if you're not a subscriber in the music app, like on your phone. You don't have to look at all the other stuff if you're not using it and not interested in using it. And that was one of the things that stood out to me with Apple not trying very hard. Because I do have a free Spotify account. I am an Apple Music subscriber, thanks to a Christmas gift card last year. And I really enjoy Apple Music. But what I have found is that the only time, I mean, this was kind of true before, the only time I tend to go to Spotify is if somebody doesn't have Apple Music now and I want to send them something. like, you should really check out this album or this playlist or whatever, right? So, mm-hmm. yeah.
I'm actually the opposite of you. I'm a Spotify subscriber, but that is because my cell provider in the UK gave me Spotify for free, mm-hmm. premium for free,
oh, nice.
Which I think a lot of them do. And it's yeah. interesting that this Wall Street Journal article notice comments that actually Apple was expected to get to be ahead of Spotify about 6 months ago, but Spotify kind of doubled down and expanded a variety of promotions, including a bundle mm-hmm. with Hulu and those kind of things.
Right. You can get Spotify as an add-on to a lot of other different subscription services that are available now.
Right. And that's kind of kept it standing up in mm-hmm. this fight. But yeah. Apple, I think it goes back to the point Andrew and I were, you know, discussing before, that actually it looks like Apple's strategy is starting to pay some kind of dividend.
Yeah. Because even though worldwide, they're still not everywhere. Like the amount of ground.
And still trail Spotify globally.
Right. The amount of ground they've covered in subscribers compared to. Because Spotify has been around for years and years. Like, I mean, yeah. it's. I don't even know how long it is in internet time. It's basically forever. It was like there was Pandora and then there was Spotify and then, you know, all the other stuff came along. And so
I'm thinking maybe it came out around 2012 or 11.
Yeah. See, in internet time, you know, civilizations have risen and fallen in that amount of internet time. But to me, that's sort of what's interesting is that Apple has made up a lot of ground in a very short amount of time, and they don't have a free tier, and they're not bundling it with everything else out there just, you know, in order to get it out in front of subscribers. You get a 3-month trial and then you're done. Like at that point you pay for it or you go back to syncing music to your phone like a caveman or possibly Kelly, and that's about it. So
and no one wants to be either of those things.
True. Some days, not even me. I think there's something very interesting to this, because this is another one of those moments where Apple was fashionably late to the party, and everybody said, why is Apple even bothering? This has already happened. You know, everybody, like, Spotify won. Why is Apple getting into the music business? You know, whatever it was, and now they're coming close. And you know, with this more competitive pricing in India, I think worldwide they're going to narrow that gap even further. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, that seems entirely possible. The focus for Apple has, and the disadvantage it had originally, although I think that is changing now, is that it's got to make sure that the library it yeah. can offer, the range of music it can offer, is as great as any of its competitor services. But if it can do that, why not? And one of the interesting things I read about in terms of the context of Spotify in India is actually Apple Music does so well there because it's because Apple Music is available on Android devices.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And which are significantly more popular in India than an iOS device.
True.
So I think probably it's going to have to give up, you know, continue to break down that wall, the wall around the walled garden a bit more, but it's mm-hmm. entirely possible. And also, can we have a web player for Apple Music, please?
Pretty yes. please.
Okay.
I think there are
there are unofficial ones, but not an official one.
Yeah. Yeah. Andrew and I have a Reddit hobby of finding unofficial Apple Music web players, which we enjoy. Mm-hmm.
I have enjoyed, I would like if you would add to that hobby, unofficial music players, because one of the apps that I used to put the most mileage on my computer, or on my phone, same difference, was this gesture-based player so that I could control music in the car easily without having to look at my phone. I could just swipe around and it would skip the song or go back to the previous one or whatever. And it got lost in the 32-bit apocalypse, and I have not found a good replacement for it. So it would really be nice to have that. Anyway, it's I'm very interested to see with the price drop in India, what that does for subscriber numbers. I think it's going to be an interesting arms race depending what else Apple does besides making it less expensive to attract people in other countries.
Yeah, it's a fairly significant price cut as well. We're talking going from 120 rupees to 99 for the kind of standard individual subscription.
Mm-hmm.
So it's taken $21 off. It's gone from 173 cents to $1.73 to $1.43 kind of thing.
Yeah, and I wonder, because I don't know anything about that amount of difference, if I were a person living in India, because I'm not a person living in India, I wonder if that's going to be enough to make the difference, and if more people are going to subscribe as a result of that price cut. Because to me, from here, that sounds very small. It may be a much bigger deal to somebody who actually has to pay it. So
it's kind of a quarter, isn't it? 100, yeah. Just under.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. It doesn't seem so insignificant to me, but yeah, you're obviously right that the proof of the pudding is going to be in the eating, really, with that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that turns out. And what will be even more interesting than seeing how it turns out is if we get actual numbers on how it turns out, because this is a service and Apple likes to be a little hand wavy about services. They always have been, which is why the watch ended up under services, was to phase out stuff like, this is how many phones we sold, this is how many computers we sold, this is how many subscribers to things we have, and stuff like that. So I think in one respect that's going to be an interesting thing, is how much information we get about this. And I don't think it's going to happen. I think I'm projecting that the closest we're going to get is if there is a point where Apple does overtake Spotify, all we're going to find out is that Apple has more subscribers than Spotify. We're not going to find out how many. And all we're going to know is Spotify said they have this many subscribers, so we know Apple has more than that. And that's like all the numbers we're going to get to work from going forward. I don't think it's going to be significantly changed by any of that. I would absolutely like to be wrong. But so far, I don't know. If anyone listening is a subscriber to Spotify or Apple Music or both, and interested in sharing your experience with this, or how excited you are or are not about either of those services, we would love to hear from you. You can leave us a comment on the website in the show notes. You can also email us at observations@macobserver.com, and you can catch us on Twitter at @TMODaily. And now, Andrew, I would like to talk to you about this interesting thing that you wrote up earlier about somebody that we think might be working for Apple.
Yeah, so the big news yesterday was that this guy named Ian Goodfellow was hired by Apple, I think, a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a pretty big name in the machine learning field. He created this special type of neural network that is, like, if you ever heard the term deep fakes, that type of network is what is used to create those. He used to work for Google and OpenAI, which is Elon Musk's company.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So this guy is pretty big. So I was trying to figure out what he could be working on at Apple. And I thought maybe he could be in the self-driving team, because his job description is listed as the director of machine learning for Apple's special projects group. And that group, they report directly to Tim Cook, I'm pretty sure.
I think so.
They're the ones that work on new technology. I think the Apple Watch came out of this group, so
they work on
all the new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is slightly more than Skunk Works, slightly less than its own product line. This is more of a proof of concept sort of a group. It seems like they sort of thought, you know, what if iPhone, but on your arm, and now we have the watch. I think this is where this came from with special projects. So I think it'll be. So, yeah, stuff that comes out of special projects is always interesting.
Mm-hmm. So just to, I don't want to dive too deeply because, you know, this is a podcast, but the type of neural network he created was, it's called a generative adversarial network, or GAN, G-A-N.
Okay.
And it's used to help train a certain type of neural network so that it can better learn things on its own.
Okay.
This is what is called a unsupervised neural network, because the supervised neural network, you train it using labeled data sets. Like if you're training it to recognize pictures of cats, you would feed it a data set with accurately labeled images of cats and other things. Mm-hmm. But an unsupervised one, you don't give it that that big data set.
Okay.
So it's a bit faster, but also less accurate. And so a GAN is a way to help make unsupervised networks a bit more accurate.
So Skynet is what you're telling me.
Yes.
Okay. just so we're clear. Yeah. Kids, ask your parents about Skynet. Mostly what I'm curious about is what else this could be for, because there's only a certain amount of this, I feel like, that, I mean, yes, this would be useful for autonomous automobiles, but there's a lot, there's a whole lot more to it, I think. Sort of like,
oh yeah,
like when John yesterday came by and talked to us about intelligence, like artificial intelligence and machine learning and deep learning, and what those different layers are and how they help computers learn stuff and what you can do with that information. And part of what's interesting to me about this is, yes, having a neural network that can compute and make those decisions very quickly, you know, like the thing that we always see, that we all, you know, is what if there's some sort of unexpected hazard, like how does an automatic car know what to do? And this is the sort of thing that would help that. But what else could Apple be doing with it? Because this doesn't seem like something Apple would be developing for one project, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the other thing I brought up was maybe it could be, he could be working on Apple Photos, or maybe the new iPhone camera. That maybe the fancy three lens camera in this year's iPhone.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
Yeah. Or, I mean, he could be trying to improve Face ID. You know, I mean, there are just a whole bunch of different areas.
Yeah. Because this is not necessarily, this is not an interesting technology to end users in its own right. What it does is power other stuff. So having him working on something like this makes self-driving cars a little more usable, you know, but that's not the part that end users are ever going to see. Or if it makes, if there's something it's doing that's making Siri more useful, or if there's something that he's doing that would make, like you said, Photos or, you know, Face ID or something work a little better or in a new way. Like, nobody's going to see the thing that he worked on. They're just going to see all the stuff that it augments.
Yeah.
Generally,
and that's why I said, that's why I jumped to self-driving or the camera system, mm-hmm. because he's in special projects, so he's working on something new.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, special projects isn't like iterating on the Apple Watch. The Apple Watch is its own group now where they're doing all of that stuff. So, interesting. Yeah. What do you think, Charlotte?
Yeah, it's fascinating listening to Andrew explain it all, and I'm inclined to agree with him that cars looks like a very good, looks like a sensible place where this technology could be landed.
Surely.
We know Apple are keen on really making a good go of automated vehicles, and so, you know, having a guy with this level of expertise feeding into that seems entirely logical. I also like your suggestion, Kelly, that it could be improving Siri. And of course, we know the other thing, which neither we haven't discussed so much yet, is healthcare, which Apple is making a big push mm-hmm. for. And I imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, Andrew, this kind of network could also be a key part of. So that's kind of what's jumping out to me. The other point is, he might be, you know, mostly focused on a specific product, but having someone with this technology at a senior level in the company means it can feed into other things as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, I think, the part that I'm interested in is, yeah, cars makes total sense, but what else, you know? Like, I can't see Apple developing something like this with so many applications and only using it once.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
Yeah. That's not, mm-hmm. that's not how this works. Especially when, you know, we've all seen the events and stuff. And especially in the last couple, when you watch Phil Schiller's eyes light up when he talks about machine learning, like, you know, there has to be more to whatever this is. And you know, he was excited that they hired Ian Goodfellow. You know, because like I said, like, he was really excited. Like, machine learning and cameras was like all he wanted to talk about at the last one, if I'm not mistaken. Super into it. And like, everything is done with machine learning. And look how much machine learning your new phone can do. And, you know, I don't know if you've heard, but Apple really likes machine learning. Like, there was so much. Like, I swear he said it so many times it almost stopped sounding like words. because he was really into it. And, you know, I'm excited about it, you know, because he's excited about it. So, but that's why I wonder if, you know, getting somebody like this to come in on something, to come in on anything, you know, now that you've got him in special projects, like, what else could that really mean? Because I sort of get the feeling that special projects is kind of a blue sky thing. You know, wouldn't it be cool if we could smunch an iPhone down and make it so you could wear a computer on your arm, is something that came out of special projects. And, you know, wouldn't it be so, you know, all of their stuff sort of starts with, wouldn't it be cool if, and I think this guy could really help power, like, honestly power a lot of stuff. Like, wouldn't it be cool if Siri actually knew what I was talking about? Wouldn't it be cool if she could tell me this thing, or if my watch face could adapt in this particular way, or, you know, more than just habits, which is what we, you know, we talked about yesterday with John. I'm definitely interested in where that ends up. Charlotte, what do you think? Do you think this is going to just get more interesting?
I mean, between the conversations we've had today with Andrew and the conversation we had yesterday with John, this is going to power this kind of technology, which goes far beyond my understanding, is clearly going to power a huge amount of what these big tech companies are doing. There's a reason they are spending so much time and money and manpower and effort on this kind of stuff.
Yes, absolutely. And as they unveil what those projects are going to look like, we will absolutely tell you more about them here. And I will probably have both of you back to discuss them further. So Charlotte, thanks for coming by today.
Thanks for having me. I feel like I've had a kind of crash course in machine learning the last 2 days. It's been good.
I've really enjoyed being here for it, too. So it's been really nice to do that. And go enjoy your weekend. Yeah. From what I understand, it's knocking at the door. So you may need to go answer
it's
that.
It's just arrived.
All right. Andrew, thanks for coming by today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I've been your host, Kelly Gamont. As I said before, you can get us on Twitter at TMO Daily. You can email us at observations@macobserver.com. And you can always leave a comment in the show notes. And while you're commenting, you could always swing by and leave a review on iTunes. I will talk to all of you on Monday. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.